This morning, I'm very excited about the call. Apostle has sanctioned this call, and the points I'm about to go over came from him and approved by him. First, I want to acknowledge progress that we're making at WMA. Founders Day and MediCharge Day increase. With less people and given in less time, that's a mark of increase. Usually, it'll take us a while to do that, and usually be in the early days of LTMA was because we're learning about these different principles. It was like pulling teeth sometimes, but that is getting easier and easier because we're growing and we're maturing. I want you to notice how your impartation or your preaching has changed. It's changed for the better. Your anointing has increased. Also, the results in your life has increased. Second thing I want to point out is that we're beginning to put more enforcement on the rules of engagement. And the reason why is because the world is getting darker, things are getting crazier, and so we have to be more efficient and more accurate in the body of Christ, because we are that shining light that the world be looking to. If you've been reading Romans 8 chapter, you'll see that. The 8th chapter of Romans begin to talk about how the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. So we're going to begin to put more enforcement on the rules of engagement for LTMA, such as first-tier meeting attendance. Sacrifice is mandatory for God's choices, grace, and anointing. Sacrifice is vacation time to train for what he's doing today. Today he's reaping the harvest of sowing that time back then by being able to control his time 100% of the time, because God knows he will be accountable to him. I can remember days when I was younger, when I was about 4 or 5, we went to Disney World a couple of years, and all of a sudden that stopped. And we started going to, I knew our vacations for 10 to 15 years were camp meeting 1 week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Pick Whiffum, which was with Dr. Price, in Los Angeles, California. That was our 2 weeks of vacation we had. And while Apostle was still in full time, was still working on the job, those would be his 2 weeks of vacation that he would take. So having said that, we'll begin to enforce first-tier meeting attendance. We cannot, we as a body, we as LTMA, we cannot get to where God wants us to be without sacrifice. I can go throughout the Bible, go out through every person that God used mightily in the Bible, and one common denominator that they all had was sacrifice. Abraham had to leave his mother and father. Abraham even had to attempt to sacrifice his son. Joseph went through the pit, through prison. Daniel was in the lion's den. Elisha had to burn, had to sell it, everything he had, burned it to follow Elijah. So one of the marks through every person that God used mightily in the Bible, one common denominator was sacrifice. We cannot allow attending by Zoom or online to take the place of intimacy, be the place of intimacy for LTMA. Let me say that again. We cannot allow attending by Zoom or online to become a place of intimacy for LTMA. And praying for us during this before I got on this call and praying for us. I remodeled my son's old bedroom to my daughter's. My daughter and I share a room. She's an interior designer, and we share this office. And one of the pictures that she posted on the wall, she has some framed pictures. One of the pictures she posted up on the wall that she faces and looks at every day is the statement says, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up. That's the mentality that we have to have in LTMA. The body of Christ is stagnant and going in circles because of the leaders. We have to shake ourselves out of this stagnant position in which we are doing. Number five, we must know the blueprint to build from. An apostle is an architect and builder. Being connected to Apostle Thompson gives you the right to build the same house that he's building. Whatever house you're building, whether it's your family, your local church, an evangelistic association, other ministries, or businesses, we have the right to build from the same set of blueprints that he has, which gives us the opportunity to be apostolic. Meaning we are all together pioneering, building, and breaking through. We, the MVBs within ourselves, help with the help of the Holy Spirit, are breaking the back of this pastoral model of the church by becoming more apostolic. See, pastors are nurturers by design. But under the pastoral model of the church, pastors have become over-nurturers. Under this apostolic model of the church, pastors must be nurturers that demand maturity. So you can expect in the future to be respectfully challenged about directives not followed, given from apostles. The world is getting darker, but our obedience to Christ, our commitment to the foundation he has laid, and our dedication to building his kingdom on his foundation is causing us to get brighter and stronger. We have no time to build incorrect houses on the incorrect foundation, because then it will have to be torn down. We must know how to read the blueprint that we are building. It's impossible to read blueprints you don't have. Then you have to make it up as you go. If you're not feeding on apostles' importations, various importations, whether it's Sunday morning, Tuesday night, training in the Word, partner drop-ins, the LTMA, visionary importations. If we're not feeding on those things consistently, we will have to make it up as we go along. Luke 16, the 16th chapter, verse 1 through 13, gives us apostolic procedure. If you read that first verse, it notifies who Jesus was talking to, which were his disciples, specifically future ministers, future fivefold ministry gifts, future apostles. In that particular parable, he begins with the steward that was doing things according to his blueprint and not that of his bosses, not that of his master, not that of God. The steward started running schemes to protect himself and his reputation. This looks like the body of Christ to a certain degree. When we don't know a blueprint, don't understand a blueprint, don't know how God wants to build, we have to make it up as we go. If we have to make it up as we go, then it puts us in a position to have to depend on people to finance what we're doing. When we have to depend on people to finance what we're doing, we have to compromise what God is asking us to do and telling us to do in order not to offend people. Jesus went on further in the latter part of that 16th chapter, in the latter part of that parable, rather, and Jesus told them very facetiously to go make friends with the unrighteous mammon, so that when you fail, they can receive you into their everlasting habitations. In other words, Jesus was talking to the disciples and was telling the disciples, if you're going to trust people, go ahead and get tight with them so that when you fail, they can receive you into their everlasting habitations. We all know man does not have an everlasting habitation without God. Then Jesus shifted and began to give us the procedure for going into ministry once called. That's where you get to the part where you say, if you're not faithful in a few things, if you're unfaithful in a few, you'll be unfaithful in many. You'll be faithful in a few, you'll be faithful in much. If you're not faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit your trust to true riches? If you're not faithful in that which is another man, who will give you that which is your own? Then the final statement is, you cannot serve God and mammon. This is why LTMA emphasizes the seed and what to do with it, because we're trying to get you disconnected from the world system economy so you can say and do what thus saith the Lord without the world system trying to cancel or destroy you. Once connected, once you disconnect from your financial well-being, from your performance, and attach it to your obedience, then the apostolic building of the kingdom of God can take place. Romans 12, 1 through 5, Ephesians 4, verses 4, verse 4, then verses 11 through 16, Galatians 2, verses 20 and 21, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, and Colossians 2 and 19. These rules of engagement are established so you can know where LTMA stands in the defense of the gospel and the blueprint given to us. So now we know that we have the LTMA impartation coming up on the 4th through the 6th. I want to give you kind of a skeleton itinerary that you can go by when you're setting your vacation schedules, when you're adjusting your calendars for the year, that you can kind of gauge where each first-tier meeting will be. LTMA Impartation Conference is usually held the first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday after New Year's Day. So every year, you can pick the first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday after New Year's, and that's when the LTMA Impartation will be. It just so happened this year that it's the 4th, 5th, and 6th. I don't know. I haven't looked at it to see what it will be in 2024, but it will be the first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday after New Year's Day. So if New Year's fall on a Wednesday, it'll be that following Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of the year. CAP meeting will be the first full week after July the 4th. So this year, CAP meeting will be July 10th through the 14th of 2023. July 10th through the 14th of 2023. Prosperity Revival is scheduled the first full week of November. The first full week of November. So in 2023, Prosperity Revival will be November 4th. I'm sorry. I'm giving you the wrong dates. But November of 2023, Prosperity Revival will be the 6th through the 10th. The 6th through the 10th of 2023. Let me make sure I gave you the right dates for camp meeting. Yeah, camp meeting, I did give you the right dates. It would be July 10th through the 14th. So impartation, the LTMA Impartation Conference will be January 4th, 5th, and 6th. Camp meeting 2023 will be July 10th through the 14th. And Prosperity Revival 2023 will be November 6th through the 10th. Again, that was it. Thank you for being on the call. If you have any questions about those dates or any questions at all, please be sure to contact your MVB. I bless you this morning. I wish you not just a happy holidays. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May these holiday seasons be the best that you've ever experienced. I bless you.